Yeah, there was a cover.
She had a pot with three legs on it, and she put that pot in the fireplace and put some little piece of wood under there and bake her bread there. That's what she'd bake her bread in there.
What'd you call that? That bread she baked?
Homemade bread.
Okay, then the bread you got from town, you call that?
Baker's bread.
Baker's bread?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, something you used to, a big old thing you used to boil water in, maybe out in the backyard?
Pot. Black pot. Nine pot.
Did you ever wash your clothes in it?
Mm-hmm. You ever seen them?
Because
we have one right there.
We have one outside.
You see, when we were farmers, we used to butcher. Every year we'd butcher some hogs, 3, 4, 5 of them. And we had those big pots to boil the water to clean them and to make our cracklin, melt our grease, cook our cracklins.
Cracklins?
Mm-hmm.
What are those?
You don't know what's a cracklin?
Mm-mm.
I don't mean to laugh at you.
That's okay.
Well, when you kill a hog, after you clean your hog, you mm-hmm. open your hog and you clean, and then you take the fat off of the meat in big chunks, in big pieces about this wide and the length of the hog, and then you cut them by pieces, and then you put them in this big pot with a little water, and you put a fire in it, and you cook them. So you melt your grease, and when your grease is melted, you have this crackling back to eat.
Oh, I see.
And that's very good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. You eat that with sweet potatoes? Somebody that likes sweet potatoes. You never heard people say cracklings and sweet potatoes? You never ate cornbread with cracklings?
No, you don't know nothing about
that. I've had cornbread.
Yeah, but not with cracklings in it?
Yeah. No. Never have.
Talk
about it. It's good.
I'm missing something, I guess.
Okay, you are.
Well, now... You'd eat with what? Utensils you'd used to eat with?
Fork, a spoon, and knives.
Okay.
Not chopsticks.
Okay. Now, after dinner, the dishes were...
washed in a...
Yeah, but after you wash them, you had to let them...
Well, no, you'd wash them in a dishpan. You didn't have any sink. You had a dishpan, you wash them in a dishpan, and then you dry them and save them.
Well, before you dry them, you had to let them...
No, you'd wash them and dry them.
You never had to let them...
Let them soak or drip, uh-uh. You just wash them and you rinse them and you dry them and save them. And you're safe. At the time, you didn't have any cabbage, you had some safe.
Yeah, but you put them in... You had a what?
A safe.
Safe?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, that's... I'm not laughing at you, no.
Don't worry, it's okay. I want you to tell me these things.
You know what an arm is? You've seen an armor. Well, it's something made like that. But the top door is a screen.
Glass or?
Yeah, a glass or screen.
Screen.
Well, more so screen. And then you had two drawers there, and at the bottom, it was like this, and it was like a cabinet at the bottom. But the top, you had some screen doors with shelves.
Something like that?
Well, yeah, something like that, but it was square. It was about this wide, on the side, and about this wide, with some doors, with shelves, and you'd put your dishes and your food in there. The food you had left after dinner. You'd put that in there if you didn't have a fridge there, an ice box.
Okay. What about, but you'd have to take the dishes before you dry them. You had to do what with them in clear water?
Just rinse them.
Okay. Now, what'd you call that cloth or rag?